Continuing with the Surah Nur, which is the 24th Surah in the Noble Quran. We've gone through the entire episode of the slander against Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in great detail. After narrating that incident, Allah Rabbul Izzah then once again reminds the believers by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you believe, O you have iman, La tattabi khutuwati shaitan, do not follow in the footsteps of shaitan. Do not do what shaitan wants you to do. وَمَنْ يَتَّبِي خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ And whoever follows the footsteps of shaitan, فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Then such a person should remember that verily, shaitan commands people to engage in immoral, indecent behavior and in evil deeds. That is shaitan's agenda, to promote indecency. And that's why you should be always be aware and on your guard. It does not behove a Muslim to follow the footsteps of shaitan, be he of jinn or human. The sole mission of these accursed ones is to prompt people towards indecency and evil. So we need to be careful of that. Shaitan wants us to lose our haya. And we see that most people in this era have lost their haya. And when you've lost your haya, إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَا فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ And you'll do anything as you please. So that is why shaitan prompts us towards indecency. Nevertheless, Allah's mercy remains with us. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ If it were not for Allah's grace upon you and His mercy, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا Then none of you ever would have been purified. If it was not for the mercy of Allah by protecting you from evil and giving you the ability to do good, none of you would ever be pure from sin. مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ Allah purifies whoever He wills from sin and evil. No one can achieve this purity by himself or herself. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ Allah is all hearing. He hears every person's repentance. عَلِيمٌ He's all knowing. He knows the condition of every person's heart. So that is why we need to keep on our guard. Allah purifies whoever He wills. Now, in terms of the next verse that comes up, the next verse has a very interesting incident. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that, وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ That after Allah declared the innocence of Hazrat Aisha, her father Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and others swore never to financially assist those Muslims who were involved in promoting the slander. Now what had happened was that you have the likes of Sayyidina Mistah radiallahu anhu, who was a relative of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and he was a poor person. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr used to help him financially. And when the involvement of Mistah radiallahu anhu became apparent that he was involved in spreading the incident of ifk, of slander, and this was established, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr, out of his parental love for his daughter and his annoyance at Sayyidina Mistah, as a natural feeling, because of her feelings were deeply injured by him, he then took an oath that he would neither help Sayyidina Mistah materially. And it's obvious that to help any specific person is not obligatory of a Muslim. If someone stops the material help he used to give to the poor, it's not a sin. But Allah Rabbul Izzah wanted to make the illustrious group of companions a model for society. So whereas on one hand, those who had slipped were granted divine help to repent sincerely. On the other hand, those who had sworn not to help anyone because of the natural grief and displeasure, they were told that they should break their oath, expiate for it. It is below the dignity of these illustrious individuals to act in this way. So it was not a religious obligation, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, to help Sayyidina Mistah, but the Quran had adopted the line to say that those who Allah had bestowed with knowledge and excellence were granted the means to spread in the way of Allah, they should be careful not to undertake such oath. Sayyidina Abu Bakr is referred to as Ulul Fadli Wasa'ah, the man of grace and wealth. Allah says that وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ The high-ranking and wealthy ones like you, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, should not take an oath not to spend on their relatives and the poor of those who had made hijrah in the path of Allah, ul-qurba wal-masakina wal-muhajirina fi sabilillah. Instead of bearing a grudge against them, what advice Allah is giving us? And can we respond? Allah Rabbul Izzah says, and every one of you who has any bad blood with anyone, who someone's wronged you, whether it's been through a divorce, whether it's been through a battle for custody, whether it's been through a court case, whatever the circumstances are, someone has wronged you, and rightly so, you feel begrudged, but Allah is calling upon you and saying, وَلْيَعْفُوا, forgive. وَلْيَصْفَحُوا, and pardon. Allah is telling us that people may wrong you in this world, and they will wrong you, and you will be disappointed, and you will feel hurt. But Allah says that rise above that. Rise above that. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. The reason, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Would you not like that Allah forgives you? Just as you'd like Allah to forgive you for your shortcomings, you should also forgive the shortcomings of others. Wallahu ghafoor rahim. Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. The fact that you want Allah to forgive you, that should be a means of forgiving others. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu immediately said, Wallahi inni uhibbu ayyaghfir Allahu li. Allah, I definitely want that Allah forgives me. Immediately after this, he restored the material help to Sayyidina Mistah and said, this will never stop now. And these are the injunctions. These are the etiquettes and the morals that the Quran is teaching us. May Allah give us the ability to heed it and to pay, to follow through on it, inshallah. May Allah give us all goodness in this world and in the year after.